Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the worship service of New Creation Christian Ministry. We pray that you're having a blessed day, and we welcome you into the sanctuary on today. Amen. We're excited about what God's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Just prepare yourself. Tell somebody about the service on today. Every Wednesday at 12 noon will be coming to you. And we just pray that God is blessing you mightily as we come into his presence here in our virtual sanctuary. We invite you to come over to our services. We are New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we invite you to come out and be our guest on any given Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., any given Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Any given Sunday morning, we are Amen. Hallelujah. Because of who he is, we give him glory. Because of who he is, we give him praise. Amen. We worship him because of who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we welcome you to our midday worship service. Amen. Where we come and praise God and be reminded of who he is. We thank God for this opportunity to come. Hallelujah. And fellowship with you on today. Now, we are going to hear a word from the Lord. I'm excited about what God is going to speak into our lives. Get ready to receive what God is going to say to you on today. I believe that God's going to speak to you directly. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer, and then we're going to play another worship song. And right after that, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Pastor Anthony Simmons as he brings us a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you and we worship you. We thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the people that you have sent here today, hallelujah, to hear a word from you, oh God. And Lord, we just ask right now, Father God, that you will speak, hallelujah, to our hearts on today. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. We just praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. And God, we ask right now, Father God, that you will speak through the man of God. Speak to the hearts of your people. We ask that you will save souls, change lives, set the captives free, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, heal those, Father God, even now, Father God, even as they hear the word. You said you sent your word and they were healed. Oh God, we ask that you will encourage those who are discouraged. Hallelujah, that you, Father God, will give light in the middle of darkness, oh God. So, Lord, bless every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice, and even bless the man of God as he prepares, Father God, to bring us your word. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I am excited. I pray that you are excited. I love Jesus. Does anybody out there love Jesus today? My God, I love Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go into this worship song, The Joy of the Lord, by Tamla Mann, and then right after that, the very next voice that you will hear will be that of Pastor Anthony Simmons. Tell somebody, go text somebody, get on the phone, Facebook somebody, tweet somebody, and tell them to come and be a part of this service, even as we prepare for the word. Amen. God bless you as you prepare your heart to listen to this worship song and to hear the word of the Lord.
It's coming in the
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just praise God as we begin to receive the man of God. Just go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Just praise him right where you are. Hallelujah. We've got the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Way down on the inside of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, O God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you. My God, hallelujah, we just magnify your name. The word is coming. Just go ahead and praise God as we continue to wait for the word. Amen. The word is coming on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Just keep praising God on today. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. You're worthy, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you and we praise you on today. We magnify your name on today. We glorify your name on today. Hallelujah. Lord, there's none like you. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh God, towards us, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you on today. Hallelujah. We enter into your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. Worshiping you, in awe of you. Hallelujah. Glorifying your name. Hallelujah. Your name above is above every name. Hallelujah. There is no other name, oh God, by which men can be saved. And God, we thank you for saving us. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. Go ahead and praise God right where you are. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You're worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are bringing the man of God on. Just continue to praise God. Continue to praise God. We bind up every demonic influence, my God, in the name of Jesus, even in the area of technology. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Even for our technology, God, that allows us to come together. Amen. Hallelujah. That allows us to come. God, we thank you, Father God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name, O God. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy, O God. You're worthy. You're worthy. Amen. Receive Pastor Anthony as he comes. Hallelujah. We are worthy, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I have the joy of the Lord on
yes.
the inside of me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad we had opportunity to praise God on today. He said,
yes.
Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. So every time we shout hallelujah, every time we say, Lord, we love you, every time we give thanksgiving unto our God, heaven rejoices. Hallelujah. So I thank God as we get into this word briefly that God is going to get the glory, amen, out of this time. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 4, Nehemiah the 4th chapter, verse 1. We're going to look at Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, verse 1, and allow God to speak to us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, verse 1. Pastor, I feel your excitement, your energy. Amen. Let it spread like wildfire. to the people of God. And the word of God reads, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, or he was angry, and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah and Ammonite was by him. And he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own heads, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Verse 6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people, help us, Holy Ghost, for the people had a mind to work. For the people had a mind to work. Very quickly, Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 2 and verse 3, going over two chapters, Nehemiah 6, verse 2 and verse 3, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some of the villages in the plain. Oh, no. But they thought to do me mischief or harm. And I sent messages unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease or stop while I leave it and come down to you? Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, speak to our spirits on today. We give you liberty. We give you permission. We let you into our lives and equip us, empower us, educate us, edify us in the name of Jesus. And emancipate us today in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that. That was Nehemiah's response. My wife always quotes Sweet Brown these days. There's a humorous viral video going around, and there's some things going out with this lady called Sweet Brown, some things she said as it pertained to a fire, and she made some humorous statements, and it went viral and made her famous. And one of the statements that she made, she said she had bronchitis, and there was a fire, and she could not inhale the smoke, and she said, ain't nobody got time for that. In other words, she did not want her bronchitis to be activated or to be irritated with the smoke from the fire. And you and I got to sometimes allow our mindset to be right there. As we look at Nehemiah, the Bible says they did build the wall, although there were distractions, although there were enemies, although there were people who did not want them to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. The Bible said they built the wall. The wall came together because guess what, church? Guess what, people of God? The people had a mind to work. That's my first thought. That's my first point for today. Develop a godly mindset. Develop a kingdom mindset. Let your mind be stayed on Jesus, and he will keep you in perfect peace. In this hour, while many a Christian are getting offended, while many are being talked to from the wrong people, while many are attending their ears and bending their ears to a people that not are helping them or advancing their cause, but they are allowing their ear gate to be to the mouth of people that are not going to help them get the mission accomplished that God has put on their lives. They're actually allowing their ear gate to listen to people to delay or stop their blessing. We of the people of God got to be mindful and careful who we are listening to in this season. The Bible says Nehemiah had some of his brethren come from Jerusalem, and he asked them about those who escaped the captivity of Babylon. And this man said to Nehemiah that, yes, there are many who are in exile. They are being greatly afflicted. He said the gates have been burnt down, and the walls of Jerusalem are a heap of rubbish. So as Nehemiah got this report about his people, his heart was grieved. And he went to God, and he prayed for God to give him favor with the king. And as he prayed to God, first of all, as he prayed, he repented. I'm not going to go there too long today, but we have to repent. We have to ask God for forgiveness. We got to turn and allow God to deal with the things that are not out of his will. We have to repent, and we have to turn away from things that is stumbling us or causing us to stumble. Nehemiah repented for himself. He repented for his people. He apologized to God, and he said, God, I'm reminding you of your word that you will send us into exile. You will scatter us if we disobey your commandments, but if we turn back to you, you'll bring us back together, and you'll bring us back into the land of promise. And Nehemiah, as he had this desire, he saw his people in a desperate situation, and he wanted to do something about it. Help us, God, today. As my wife and I and the New Creation Church family, as we look and see the needs of the world today, we want to do something about the way. We want to do something about those in poverty. We want to do something about the sick and shut in. We want to do something about those who have experienced divorce in their marriages or those who are having trouble in their marriages. We want to do something about the curse of poverty. We want to do something against the ungodliness in our day. As pastors, my wife and I see a need, and we are going to do our part to meet that need. The devil is a liar, and no weapon formed against us or you will be able to prosper. And Nehemiah, in response to his haters, in response to those who lied on him, in response to those who tried to stop him from doing the work, he said, I'm not going to come down from this wall and spend time with you with that nonsense because I'm doing a great work. Oh, I don't know who that's for, but I pray you hear the Holy Spirit. Stop being distracted by the nonsense. Stop being wooed in by stuff that don't matter. Stop being taken off course because of what people are saying about you. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Yes, some people might have their mouth on you. Yes, gossip and lies might be spreading around about you. Yes, some people may misunderstand you, but don't let that distract you in this hour. Nehemiah was focused. Nehemiah had an assignment. Nehemiah had a mission that he wanted to accomplish, and he said, Tobiah, Sanballat, and all the other people that don't want us to help our people, God will deal with you. If you look back in chapter 1 and chapter 2, he prayed for God not to overlook their sin. He prayed for God, like we teach you, to forgive your haters and to forgive your enemies and love your enemies. Nehemiah said, no, no, no. God, don't forget. They are sinning against you. They are provoking you to anger. They are trying to stop your work. Be careful who you're coming against in this hour, people of God. Be careful sometimes who you don't want to succeed. Be careful who you're hooking up with, who you're clicking up with, who you're locking arms with, who you're uniting yourself with in this hour. Because there will always be a remnant that God will favor. There will always be people that God will breathe on and bless. There always will be people that God will separate. Yes, God so loved the world. Yes, he loves us all, but God's hand of favor is on a set few. Oh, I hate to break the news. But God is saying to you and I, when we stay in his will, when we love and walk in the spirit, when we try to do right by people and not mistreat people, not take advantage of people, not manipulate or use people, God looks favorably upon us. And we see in the case of Nehemiah, he did find, oh, glory be to God, he did find favor. Please hear the Holy Ghost. He found favor with the king. And God is saying to you, I'm just telling you to go apply for that job because I'm going to give you favor. Go ahead and look for the apartments. Don't look for one, but look for plenty because I'm going to give you favor. Go ahead and apply for the loan for the daycare or the convenience store or the business that you want to launch. I'm going to give you favor. Go ahead and propose. I know you're scared to be married. Well, over 50% of marriages end in divorce. But I'm going to bless your marriage. I'm going to breathe on your marriage. I'm going to keep you and your husband, you and your wife together. I'm not concerned what the world is doing. I'm God. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I try to live my life staying in the will of God. I want God's favor to do what I can't do. When I don't have the credentials or I don't meet the qualifications, I'm saying, Lord, I've done my best. Now you do the rest. Glory be to God. Lord, I'm going to preach. I'm going to pastor. I'm going to try to live right and do right by people. I'm going to give you my tenth and a dime of every dollar. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to put feet to my faith. And God, I want you to get the glory. I pray that that's your prayer today. I pray that you have a heart like that, that God, I want you to build me up, where I can be so bold to tell my children that they need God. I can tell my husband or my wife that they need God. I can tell my coworkers that they need God. I can go and live a life circumspectly to the call of God that's on my life. And as people watch me, they'll know something that is different about me. And I can tell them when they inquire that it's only the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Ain't nobody but Jesus. That's why you got to make a declaration. I ain't got time for that. Don't be pulled down from the wall. Don't be pulled down from greatness. Don't be pulled away from the church. Don't be pulled away from the saints of God. My wife and I were evangelizing years ago, and there was a young man with a can of beer sitting on the steps, and he said, I was called to preach at a young age. And my wife said to him, well, what happened? And he said, life happened. And I'm here to tell you, life happens to all of us. Like Donnie McClurkin said, we fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Yes, the devil going to knock you down periodically. Yes, the devil might come in like a flood, but God will raise up a standard. Yes, he'll form a weapon against you, and sometimes it will look like it's prevailing. But keep the faith, people of God. Paul said, I have fought the good. Who has gone through more than the Apostle Paul? And at the end of his life, he said, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have kept the race. I have finished my course. I want that to be my last breath on this earth. I want that to be the declaration coming out of my mouth. You know, that Pastor Anthony, he may not have accomplished a lot in the eyes of so many who thought he should have accomplished this or achieved that. But he was faithful. I want people to say that about me. I want people to believe that about me, that I want to be faithful to God until I meet Jesus face to face. Is there anybody out there else who wants a well done, my good and faithful servant? Is there anybody else out there who have a desire to hear from Jesus when you meet him face to face, well done? The devil will always offer you a counterfeit blessing. He'll always give you a temporary blessing. But the Bible says, why gain the whole world and lose your soul? Help us, God. Nehemiah, watch this. Nehemiah knew the voice of God. Nehemiah said, I ain't got time for that to come down from the wall. And then they had the nerve to say, the work that he is doing, he calling it a great work, but if a fox come against it, it'll fall down. Do you have any critics in your life? Are there any cynical people that say the book that you wrote is not that great, or the church or the ministry that you are a part of is not that significant, or the kind of job that you have to go to on a 9-to-5, the kind of work that you're doing to provide for your family is not important? Has anybody ever put their criticism towards you to say what you're doing is not important, what you're doing does not matter, what you are doing and what you are part of has no value? Have you been there? I know I've been there. And if you let that seed of doubt come in, if you let people sow that kind of poison into your spirit, if you let people pollute your mind and pollute your life with stuff that don't even matter. Jesus, Pastor, I hope you hear the Holy Ghost. You know, Jesus, one of your scriptures is when Jesus was casting out demons and healing the sick and doing his 3.5-year ministry. It says that, what's the king name? I can't think of it. Herod. Herod is coming to kill you. And Jesus, with that threat, he knew Herod could kill him. Well, actually, Herod could not kill him because he was God. But he knew that Herod was a king who had an army that could do him harm as a man. So even though Herod had the ability, even though Herod had the manpower, even though Herod had the means to make his threat come true, Jesus said, you go tell that fox, glory be to God, that I'm not just going to keep doing what I'm doing, healing the sick, getting people out of poverty, and getting people to God. But on the third day, I'm going to receive my reward as a prophet from God. And God is saying to you and me today, you tell the people that's coming back to you with nonsense, listen, I ain't got time for that. I'm on a mission. I'm focused. I'm goal-oriented. I'm an achiever. I'm a high achiever. There are things I'm trying to accomplish in a short amount of time. I'm trying to get my degree in 4 years. I'm trying to get my business and my church off the ground in 10 years. I'm trying to heal my body. I don't have time to waste on stuff that do not matter. I pray you hear the Holy Ghost. Sweet Brown said, I don't have time for that, and I can relate, and Nehemiah can relate, and I pray that you can relate. It says that as they breathe out threats, Nehemiah told the people, listen, stay focused on the work. Build this wall. I told the king when I was the cupbearer and I found favor in his sight, I told the king that I will be back at a set time. The king gave me favor. He gave me an army to escort me. He gave me wood and trees from his forest. But he did ask me with the queen, how long do I think it's going to take me to rebuild this wall? You don't have time to waste, beloved. Oh, please hear the Holy Ghost. You and I do not have time to waste on people and stuff that do not matter. We're hooking up with the wrong folk. We're listening to the wrong people. And Nehemiah is reminding, I don't know if I have time to go there, but the Proverbs 31 woman, Proverbs chapter 31, talks about a virtuous woman. And it is so powerful. Proverbs chapter 31 talks about this virtuous woman. And it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. That's what I was talking about. We can't just do it for a season, but for the rest of our lives, we got to serve God. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rides also while it is yet night. She's not wasting time. And gives meat to her house and a portion to her maiden. She considers the field and buys it. and with the fruit of her hands, she plants the vineyard. And it goes on to say what this woman does. It's so powerful, and it's so admirable. Look at verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh fine linen and sells it and delivers unto the merchant. Glory be to God. Her children rise up, and they call her blessed. Her husband also, and praise her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou exceedest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. This woman was like sweet brown. She ain't had time to waste. She didn't have time for nonsense. She was taking care of her husband. She was taking care of her family. She was a businesswoman. She bought a field. She was a gardener and a farmer. She planted a vineyard. She was a seamstress, and she made fine linens and purple linens and clothing and raiment. She made money in the marketplace. She took care of home. She did not have time to waste on stuff that did not matter. She did not have time to say, who's hating on her? Who's hating on me? She thinks she's something. She bought a field. She got a husband. Her children are singing her praises. She did not respond, oh, here's the Holy Ghost. She did not respond or react to things that was trying to distract her. And God is saying to you and I today, you ain't got time for it either. You don't have time to waste. Go and get that degree. You don't have time to waste on not tithing or not serving God. Serve God today. Don't wait till you get yourself together. Don't wait till you get your life together. As you serve God, things begin to happen. As you help people, God begins to help you. As you make a way when there seems to be no way, God will continue to make a way for you. He said, Abraham, I'm going to bless those that bless you. I'm going to curse those that curse you, and I'm going to bless you to be a blessing. Pastor Rebecca and myself, we don't brag, we don't boast, but sometimes the enemy tries to get us to defend ourselves, try to get us to respond out of character, try to get us to even come out of character and respond in anger. And I just got to tell you the truth. Sometimes he gets the best of us. We are human. We are people. We are emotional creatures. We have feelings. If you hurt my feelings, I'm going to say, ouch. If you betray me, I'm going to be angry. If you come against me, I may not come against you, but I'm sure going to look at you differently. I'm going to just tell the truth and shame the devil. I want to love everybody. I want to get along with everybody, but I'm not a fool. I'm not naive. I'm not stupid, and I'm not dumb. And God is saying that we are to love unconditionally, but don't lose your common sense. Don't lose what God has given you. There are some folk, pastor preached this thing on Sunday, she said your friends ain't even really your friends. She said you got friends that don't even like you. And everybody laughs because everybody can relate, and everybody know it was the truth. You have friends that don't even like you. They coming, they drinking your liquor up, they using your drugs up, they trying to use your money, always got a hand out. And people are connecting with you for all the wrong reasons, but they want to call you friend. And she said, have some people don't even like you. Glory be to God. I want some real genuine people in my life. I want some people that's going to help the cause of God. I want some kingdom-minded, like-spirited folk that's serious about the things of God. Jesus said, didn't I choose you 12 and one of you was a devil? He knew which one would not be about God's agenda. But 11 out of 12 is not bad. Glory be to God. Lord, send about 11 or 10 strong folk. We can take the city of Elizabeth. We can take the state of New Jersey. Send a good, solid 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people to new creation, and we'll turn this state upside down in the name of Jesus. Some people that are serious about casting out demons, serious about killing the curse of poverty, serious about stopping the gang violence and allowing our young people to get their education, serious about the things of God. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Are you about your Father's business on today, or are you letting stuff distract you? When Peter saw the wind and the waves, then he began to sink. Even after we hear the voice of God, he said, Jesus, if it's you, tell me to come. Jesus told him to come. He walked on water. He did a miraculous event. But when he looked at the winds and the waves, he began to sink. And that happens to you and I and so many Christians. We look at what people are saying. We look at what people are doing. And we forgot what God told us to do. And we get distracted. I pray this is helping you, because it's sure helping me. My wife and I and the new creation, our church family, have a mandate on our lives. We want to do a great work, an effective work for the kingdom of God. And my wife and I try our hardest not to deal with nonsense, stuff that don't even matter. That's why I ain't got time for the he say, she say. I ain't got time for third-party information. We need to just stay focused on what God wants us to stay focused on. Jesus handled the haters and the naysayers the right way. Nehemiah handled the people who tried to distract him from doing the work. And I don't know the time, but as I did my research, it was a record amount of time that they rebuilt the wall. They did it in a fast amount of time because they did not get distracted. They did something that should have took years. They did it in a few months. And God is saying to you and I can... You know, you think you got to clean your credit up to get that house? I can give you favor today with bad credit, and you can be a homeowner. I can send 10, 5 families to your church at one time and fill every chair. I'm God. I can heal your body today, right now, in this moment. I can fix your marriage immediately. I pray you hear the Holy Ghost. I can turn what the devil meant for evil, I can turn around and make it for your good right away. Before you can say a word, I can turn your negative situations around. I pray you hear the Holy Ghost today. We ain't got time for that. Sweet Brown, I can relate. Ain't nobody got time for that. Pastor, I pray that you can relate. I give it back to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody got time for that. Amen. We must be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. I mean, my God, Pastor Anthony, you know, that's just so powerful when you think about the fact that Jesus shed his blood. My God, the precious blood of Jesus Christ was shed so that we today could call ourselves Christians, so that we today could be about our Father's business through the redemption by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We are forgiven. We are saved. We are filled with power. We are commissioned to go forth and evangelize. My God, making disciples of all nations. We have been filled with power of the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, and it all started, my God, with the blood. The blood of Jesus. I mean, how can we get so distracted when something so precious has been given for us? You know, when he paid, Jesus paid such a high price for us. I mean, that alone humbles me, Pastor Anthony. That alone humbles me to know that it wasn't cheap. My God, this life that I live today, the work that I do today, my God, it was not cheap. It cost something. It cost our Savior his life. Amen. And through that even that shedding of blood, he got up with all power in his hands, you know, and because he got up, like I preached on Sunday, we don't have to stay down. You know, the devil can't keep us down. And we will always have haters and enemies and frenemies. But thank God for Jesus. You talked about that thing. Put your focus in the right place.
Wow. Wow. Because that's where our power comes from. It comes from the throne. My God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I guess you could tell that word stirred me up. You know, I'm thinking about the woman with the issue of blood. She said, you know, I ain't got time to be sick. I don't have time. I've been bleeding for 12 years and doctors didn't help me. The people, man, couldn't help me. I just spent all of my money. And she heard about Jesus, and she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I just know I'll be made whole. If I could just touch him, if I could get to Jesus, my God. And Pastor Emily, that's just so powerful. We don't have time for the nonsense. We just have to continue to know that we have received something so precious, forgiveness of our sins. And how can we not forgive others who have trespassed against us? Because we have been forgiven of so much. Thank you, Pastor Anthony, for allowing the Lord to speak through you and give us such a powerful word on today. I mean, my belly is jumping with excitement. You know, the Holy Ghost is just, oh, my God, I'm stirred up. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Anthony, I just want you to go ahead and pray as the Lord leads you. Why don't you do a call for salvation? Some people have not been forgiven, and they don't know anything about the power of forgiveness. You would do a call to salvation and also pray for those who are here in the congregation, in the virtual congregation on today, those who are listening, those who will listen via the archives. If you would just pray for us that the Lord will help us to stay focused and have a mind to continue to do the work.
Amen. First and foremost, let us pray for those who wish to give their lives to Christ. Maybe you are not a Christian. Maybe you've never said yes to the Lord. The Bible says, if any man believe in his heart and confess with his mouth that Jesus is the Son of the living God, he shall be saved. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you just say this prayer with me, you'll be saved right now. Father, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die for my sins. I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of the living God. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that he defeated death and the grave. And I believe that he's coming back for me and that eternal life, heaven, is my final resting place. Now, God, Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. I receive you as my King. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that person that just gave their soul, their life over to you. I thank you that their spirit right now, they are a new creation. Old things have gone away. Behold, everything has become new in their life. Now, Lord, those of us who have an assignment on our lives, those of us who want to be better spouses and better parents, those of us who are at work right now or in the marketplace, those of us who are doing religious and spiritual work for your kingdom, Lord, wherever we are in life, don't allow us to be distracted in this moment. And keep our minds focused. Keep our minds on purpose in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to forgive. Help us to let go and let God. Help us to move forward by faith in the name of Jesus. We know that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. So remind us that we belong to you. Remind us that they who dwell in the shelter of the Most High God shall abide in that secret place. So we thank you, Lord, that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not be in want on today. Now, Father God, cover those under the sound of my voice. Give them fresh rhema from your Logos word. Give them the ability to do your will in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, anoint them. Give them supernatural ability to do kingdom work in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for their life. I thank you for their prosperity, and I thank you for their victory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Amen. I received that prayer for myself. I tell you, there is power in the presence of the Lord. And when we come together like this, God says, "With two or more are gathered in my presence, I will be with them." And I just thank God that he's in our presence now. I thank God that his spirit is moving so mightily even now. And there's a word for somebody out there. Even as you receive that prayer on today, you're going down from this place different. Amen. Hallelujah. God sent you here for you to be encouraged and for you to be reminded that he is faithful. God will say to you on today, "I am faithful. I have not forgotten my promise to you. And I have sworn by no one greater than myself." God says, "I have sworn some things to you, and I shall bring it to pass." So you get ready, man of God, woman of God, get ready, because God is not finished with you yet. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Emily, we just thank you so much for the word on today. Pastor Emily will be teaching, actually preaching tonight. Amen. We don't know what the Lord's going to do tonight over at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our Wednesday nights have been electrifying. My God, come on out for Wednesday night service. Wednesday night, I tell you, it's like a fire. Just going throughout the sanctuary, and we do stream on Wednesdays. We won't be streaming tonight, but we do stream for those of you who are not in New Jersey. Look forward to the stream on next Wednesday. But come on out if you're in the area and be blessed. And then join us on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow night I will be in East Orange at 160 Tremont Avenue at the Judah House of Praise and Worship. I will be preaching the gospel. Come on out tomorrow and partake of that. I believe the Lord's going to move powerfully and prophetically. Amen. So I'm asking everybody to come out at 7:30 p.m. To the Judah House of Praise and Worship, where I will be the guest preacher, and New Creation Christian Ministries will be the guest church. Amen. And then there's so many announcements. Go over to our website, nccmonline.org, and sow a seed. Pastor Emily, you talked about blessed to be a blessing. You know, it's amazing how God even allows us to begin to sow into ministries that are a blessing in our lives. And we ask you, as the Lord leads you, to go ahead and sow into New Creation Christian Ministries. It's not even the seed. Oh, my God. The seed is important that you sow. But even more importantly than that, important than that is the soil that you sow into. And New Creation Christian Ministries is good soil. Amen. You will reap a harvest as you sow. The Bible says Isaac sowed, and right away he received a harvest. And that's what God's going to do. He's going to multiply your seed as you sow into this good soil. This is the soil we're crying out for, souls. Amen. So you are sowing into a soul-winning ministry and a life-changing ministry. Amen. So go ahead and sow over at nccmonline.org. There's a button there that you can press to donate, or you can send a check over to New Creation Christian Ministries at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Amen. Pastor Emily, any closing words before we leave the sanctuary on today?
No, I just pray, again, that people come out 160 Tremont Avenue in East Orange to fellowship with us. Pastor's going to bring forth a powerful word. New Creation, 11 a.m. on Sunday, 87 First Street. And as you said, when you look at our website, the month of April is jam-packed with events and times and ministry and preaching engagements. So look at our website and try to be a part of what God is doing. Amen.
Amen, amen. And God bless you. It's our prayer that God will anoint you. So we're going to go off with Vicky Yoey, "Anoint Me, Lord." As you listen to this song, raise your hands and ask God to fill you with his precious Holy Spirit once again, that he will anoint you afresh and anew. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord, knowing that God loves you, and so do we. Amen. Hallelujah.